Hello, and welcome to Cryptocurrency Hour. I'm your host, Eli, and today we will be discussing how cryptocurrency can affect impoverished nations and individuals. I'm going to begin this podcast by briefly explaining what a cryptocurrency is. In the most basic sense, cryptocurrency is a network of virtual tokens that hold financial value. So essentially what this means is that these tokens can be sold on exchanges on the internet. These exchanges are essentially a marketplace for these cryptocurrencies to be sold and purchased. Each currency has its own value that can change on a daily basis. For instance, the most well-known currency is Bitcoin. Bitcoin is currently worth around 9,000 USD. If I purchased one Bitcoin right now, and tomorrow the price increased to $10,000, I would have made $1,000. These changes can occur due to price volatility or volume on a daily basis. Before I continue, I want to address one more fact about cryptocurrency, which is that no one person controls the transactions made by these coins. Coins are sent to addresses, and addresses are essentially an individual's mailbox for holding these cryptocurrencies. In order for individuals to send their tokens to another address or mailbox, computers owned by everyone on the blockchain send the transaction to another address. So in essence, the money is safe and secure and can fundamentally never be stolen from a localized wallet. If one holds their cryptocurrency in an exchange, it can potentially be hacked. It can never be hacked or stolen from a localized wallet. Now, what I just explained was the investment side of cryptocurrency. And once one understands the investment side of cryptocurrency, they can then understand the real world problem side of cryptocurrency. So there are a ton of cryptocurrencies right now trying to solve real world problems, such as fields including food safety, college affordability, and the one I'm discussing today, poverty. Members of the cryptocurrency field are currently trying to solve a multitude of different problems associated with poverty, ranging from reducing remittance fees to universal basic income. In today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing these two features of cryptocurrency, in addition to identifying three different currencies that are currently engaged in the impoverished communities trying to use cryptocurrencies to solve their issues. Before I explain the effects that can be created from using cryptocurrencies to combat poverty, I want to introduce the two tokens with the names of TrueUSD and Tether. The ideas of these two cryptocurrencies is that their value remains at $1 at all times. So when you have Bitcoin, the price can change very highly on a daily basis. Last month, Bitcoin was worth around $20,000. Right now, as I stated earlier, it is worth $9,000. So if someone in poverty had put their money into Bitcoin last month, they would have lost half their money had it remained in the currency. But the ideas of TrueUSD and Tether allow a person's money to stay financially stable when they put it into the currency. For instance, if they had put their money into TrueUSD or Tether, which will be the idea associated with these different currencies, is that their money would have remained stable and their money would have retained its value over the month. The first effect that cryptocurrency can create when combating poverty is reducing remittance cost. Remittance is the transfer of money from a foreign worker to an individual in his or her home country. According to the New York Times, money sent home by migrants competes with international aid as one of the largest financial inflows to developing countries. Based off the current remittance system, services such as Western Union, MoneyGram, or UniTransfer must be used to send money. These companies charge large fees to these already struggling families. According to the World Bank in 2017, the remittance to developing countries in 2016 was about $441 billion. Think about how much of that money was charged by these companies. In comes cryptocurrency. The cost of remittance can be drastically reduced in addition to reducing confusion to these systems already in place. To understand how these cryptocurrencies can reduce remittance, I'm going to provide two examples that are already in place. SureRemit is a blockchain-powered remittance system that offers zero-cost cross-border transactions, as stated in their coin's initial phase in January of 2018. In addition, a Philippines-based coin called Rebit offers quicker and safer remittance services. According to Rebit, users can send money at much lower rates than original money services. These two institutions are examples of how cryptocurrency is actually combating poverty in the real world today. This example segues to our second effect, which is improving financial inclusion. According to the World Bank, there are more than 2 billion people without access to banks worldwide. People in developing countries are underbanked, which means that they don't have access to premium banking services. This means that a lack of access isolates them from ever coming out of poverty. Two examples of cryptocurrency organizations that use cryptocurrency to combat these issues are M-Pesa and BitPesa, designed for millions of underbanked people to get access to these premium services through cryptocurrencies. These companies offer cryptocurrency banking services through mobile phone applications. These cryptocurrency-based banking apps use the reach of telecoms to take these services to the underbanked. The ultimate goal is financial inclusion for these developing countries. Financial inclusion means more business. Local sellers can begin to think more globally and broaden their horizons for overseas trade. Cryptocurrency-based programs can offer cryptocurrency-backed loans to small-scale and medium-scale merchants. This is similar to microfinancing, but with increased accessibility and security. The final effect that I will be introducing today is corruption. Corruption is one of the biggest problems plaguing impoverished nations today. Government officials and leading influential individuals of poorer countries abuse low security systems and take advantage of poor citizens. In developing nations, more than 70% of the population tend to live below the poverty line, according to World Health Today. Misappropriation of funds by corrupt government officials is a huge problem. If a program based off of cryptocurrencies, especially those built upon smart contract protocol, which is the network of computers that controls transactions, as I explained earlier, were to be used, it would allow for a safer and less corrupt environment. Since records on the blockchain are public and citizens would be able to see and monitor the way funds are being utilized in a government environment. What's important to recognize is that most of these effects currently reside in the hypothetical because cryptocurrency is a brand new emerging technology. The startups I've mentioned are only pioneers in this field, and these are just a scratch on the surface of what cryptocurrency will eventually be able to do regarding combating poverty in developing nations. The next and last part of my podcast will be a segue from the effects that cryptocurrency can create in impoverished nations to three different projects that utilize the idea of universal income. Universal basic income is a very liberal social welfare program that guarantees all citizens or families income sufficient to live on, provided they meet certain conditions. This is a wildly controversial topic, and it's up to you as the listener to to decide if you think that this would create positive change in impoverished communities or if it would ultimately lead to less incentive to do work or other negative effects that I will outline later in the podcast. Universal basic income is being utilized in areas such as Finland and California that give $600 to a test population every month. Financial Times says that while these programs offer valuable insight into how these programs could work, they're inherently limited by the transient nature of government. Cryptocurrency-based programs that utilize universal basic income provide low-risk tests that can see the extent to which this can be successful in low-income communities. Three projects that utilize this idea include Circles, Mana, and Project UBU. I'm going to focus on Project UBU because they utilize the ideology of Circles and Mana, and they are the most developed program in terms of accessing technology associated with universal basic income. Justin McCarthy, the chief executive of Project UBU, once said, it's like there's an invisible wall around nearly half of the world's population who are born into the poverty trap, and the overwhelming majority of them never escape because they do not have the opportunity to do so. The idea of Project UBU would be to give them the chance to get out of this poverty trap, distributing the cryptocurrency for free in the hopes that it will lift the world's poor out of this deadly cycle. In order to do this, Project UBU will introduce two tokens, the UBU token and the UBX token. The UBU will be the token of exchange, with participating vendors eliminating the inefficiencies by selling goods and services only for the UBU token. The UBX token is the token of value. The shareholders and investors in the company are going to be purchasing the UBX token and will therefore be investing in the process as a whole. Since investors are rewarded with UBX tokens and not with the UBU tokens, the creation of value behind the UBX is paramount for the company because that's what sets the standard for the token. While the UBU token may or may not hold or retain any value at all, I introduced this project to my podcast because I wanted to demonstrate the scope of which the field of cryptocurrency can affect. When has there ever been an institution that can act as a private government with its own currency? When have social programs ever been able to be granted from individuals just from working together? Cryptocurrency is so hard to define because it uses aspects of everyday life and gives them a financial backbone and credibility. Is cryptocurrency too powerful, or is it just what we need to solve poverty? Catch me next time on The Takeaway. Today's podcast, we reviewed the effects cryptocurrency is having on the world today, including remittance costs and corruption. We also reviewed universal basic income and the idea that cryptocurrency is emerging technology that provides infinite solutions to a given problem. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.